Video 32. Drawing conclusions. In drawing conclusions, it means that the information is not stated. Authors give more information or clues that help you read between the lines. In order to understand drawing conclusions, you must read to understand. The author will give you clues by what he writes and what the characters say. Authors also place clues by using certain words. Authors will also give hints on pictures. Let's do a lesson on this. Let's say the dog laid down next to his master and yawned. Yawn means to go like that. So, let's draw a conclusion. What is the dog doing? The dog is laying down. And then, what did he do after? He yawned. So what's my conclusion that the dog, what is the dog going to be doing? The dog is sleepy. As Jimmy's dad drove up to school, the bell rang and Jimmy ran. So let's look at our clues. Jimmy's dad drove up and the bell rang. So the drawing my conclusion, I'm going to say that Jimmy was going to be late to school because the bell already rang. Okay, so drawing conclusions, we're going to do practice one. You're going to do this by yourself, so I'm going to read the little short sentences there on 3 and 4, and then you draw your conclusion by looking for the clues. As April sat down on the grass, she drank from her bottled water without taking a breath. Draw your conclusion. What's happening? Number 4, the lion slowly moved through the jungle when he spotted a deer. Draw your conclusion. What's going to happen? We will read the passage and decide what the answers to the questions will be. Okay? So keep this in mind while I'm reading this passage. Which hole in the ground did the rabbit take? Look for clues in the story to draw your conclusions. This is a story that I wrote. A fox was chasing a rabbit through the forest. The rabbit kept on dodging him by hiding behind trees. The rabbit could hear the fox was nearby when he came upon 3 small holes. The holes were big enough for him to fit in, but which one should he take? The first hole had scratches and bite marks all around the entrance. The second hole had flowers growing all around the entrance. And the last hole seemed to have small pools of water around the outside and inside. The rabbit had to make up his mind which was the best hole to escape from. So, listening to that story. Okay, so drawing conclusion practice 2. After we read this story about the fox and the rabbit. Now I want you to draw your conclusion using the clues in the story. So, answer this question. Which hole in the ground did the rabbit take to escape the fox? Give me some reason or some clues that would give you draw your conclusion. Which hole do you think the rabbit took?